If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Acts chapter 8 for just a moment. In Acts chapter 8, the Bible tells us about a man named Philip and how he was preaching the gospel, and how he went to Samaria, and how he preached the gospel to them, and they heard and believed, and they were baptized, and they received the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see that Philip, he was in the middle of a revival meeting. I mean, a stirring like that country had never seen. Amen. And the Holy Ghost of God spoke to him. He said, "Philip, I've used you enough here. I need you somewhere else." Amen. And Acts chapter 8 and verse 26, the Bible says, "The angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began with the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. I want to preach just a moment tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. What doth hinder me to be baptized? What doth hinder me to be baptized? As we see this tonight and we look at God's Word, and God begins to speak to our heart, and we begin to realize where God has brought this old eunuch. He's come out from a place of worship, and the man of God, God sent him down there to preach him the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say, if you're ever going to get in tonight, it's through the preaching of the Word of Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the most precious name that's ever been proclaimed. Amen. Glory be to God. That's why men despise and hate it so. But I tell you, he's nothing like that name of Jesus to a born-again child of God. And that's a place where we find help, a place where we find hope, and a place where we get comfort. As we go through things in this life, they so easily beset us. But I'm so glad today that we're serving a risen Savior. Praise be to God, as the mediator of one that's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you, who's not confounded by the feeling of our infirmities, but has been there himself. Amen. Amen. When we get weak, when we have weakest strength, when we begin to doubt, praise God, I'm glad we got a Savior, praise God, that'll carry us out. Amen. He'll lift us up, glory be to God, when nobody else around can help. Praise His holy name. Glory to you. Hey, that's what we need tonight. We need the God of glory to help us. Amen. And we need to realize, what does it mean to be baptized? What does it mean, praise God? Why, he said, what doth hinder me to be baptized? What to keep us from getting in? What does that mean tonight? To be baptized means to become a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The eunuch, he was asking old Philip, he says, what can keep me from being a follower of Christ? Amen. Old Saul of Tarsus, he was a wicked man. But on the road to Damascus one day, I mean, he knew all the laws and the customs of the land and all the times. I'm afraid today in the era that we live, men are so full of head knowledge, but we don't have a God knowledge. Amen. We know about all the things that we're supposed to know about, but we don't know about the free pardon of sin and a Savior that come from glory to die for the sins of the world. Amen. But I'm glad, praise God, tonight that through the Lord Jesus Christ, He gives us that help and hope, praise God, and gives us a comfort and a direction that we need to go so that we can flow, praise God, unto glory, praise, when this thing's over in a little while. Amen. I'm looking forward to getting out of here. Amen. Hey, I don't want to go today. Amen. Brother J.R. was coming when my wife's daddy died. Everybody was sitting around the big old porch over there at her mother's. Probably 20 people. And old J.R. Clemens, if you know him, praise God, if you've been around him over just 2 or 3 minutes, he's going to mention the Lord. He come up on that porch, prayed, bounding up there. Everybody's sitting around there kind of solemn. And he started going around there shaking hands. He said, praise the Lord. Are you going to heaven? Are you going to heaven? Are you going to heaven? Got about halfway around that thing. He said, you know what? You can say yes. I'm not getting up alone today. Amen. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad I'm going to heaven. I'm glad I've made my call and election sure. I know who my Savior is. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. But old Saul of Tarsus, he knew some things. But praise God, there was some things in his life kept him from getting where he needed to be. And why, I want to ask you tonight, what doth hinder you to be baptized? What to keep us from being a follower of Christ? Amen. Paul said, the Lord said to Paul over here in chapter 9, He said, who art thou, Lord? Verse 5. And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Hey, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. He said, there's some things some old ox goads that's a goading you along. Amen. He said, it's hard for you to kick against those. It's hard to you rail against the ways of this world. But he said, you know what? Sometimes you just got to forget about this world and realize there's a God of glory. Amen. Who's more important and of more authority, praise God, than any man on this earth. Amen. Praise God, what does hinder you to be baptized? Amen. It comes to the point that we got to, he said, there's so many goads that are poking at you. There's so many things in this world that's trying to prod you along in a different direction. You know why? You know why that is most time? Because people around us, now you listen to me, our own families, praise God, don't want us to be happy. Amen. They want us to be just as miserable and beat down as they are. And you go trying to uplift the name of the Lord, you try to get in, you try to get help, you try to get encouragement, and they'll discourage you every time. Amen? That's what family does. Amen? Until we get a hold of God and God gets a hold of them. Amen? Once the Holy Ghost of God gets in our heart, praise God, you get rid of that old discouraging nature and you get an encouraging nature. Amen? Hey, I will say, that's how you know that you're born again, praise God. When you get it from above, glory be God, it ain't of this world, praise God, but it comes from another world. Come down from the Father of lights, praise God. Come from God Himself. But He told old Paul here, He said, it's hard for you to kick against those pricks. Amen. And He brings old Paul down through here, Saul of Tarsus, and he comes down through here, and the Bible said that he's blinded. Amen. He can't see a thing. And he says, hey, he said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Verse 6. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And old Paul come out there, and when he opened his eyes, he couldn't see nothing. Amen. He'd been blinded, praise God, by the presence of the Holy God, by the magnificent light of Christ Almighty. Amen. Couldn't see a thing, praise God. And those men that was letting, he said they'd heard a voice, but they didn't see nothing. Amen. But old Paul had seen something, praise God. His eyes had looked upon something, glory be to God, and he never would get over. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I got a hold of something that got a hold of me one day. And praise God, I ain't ever got over it. Amen. I don't want to. Amen. Glory be. It just gets better. Hey, well, somebody told me a long time ago, hey, praise God, just stay with the stuff. It gets better farther on. I went through 2 or 3 valleys, 10 or 12 valleys, 15 or 20 valleys. But praise be to God, Brother Jesse, I just keep plowing on. And when I come out, I always come out, praise God. And you know what? They're right. It gets better farther on. Amen. I get to realizing who my Redeemer is. Amen. Amen. I get to realize I've been bought with a price. I've been paid for. Praise God, everything I'll ever have. My inheritance is settled in heaven, praise God. Guarded by the precious hand of God, even this evening. Glory be to God, we've got an inheritance that's out of this world today. Amen. Something that we can get a hold of, something that we can realize and recognize. But old Saul of Tarsus, them old boys get him by the arms. They begin to lead him up through there. And the Bible says for 3 days, amen, 3 days he was without sight and neither did eat nor drink. Amen. Can you imagine this? Now you see this picture. Old Saul of Tarsus, man of God, he knew the Bible. He'd sat under Gamaliel. He knew everything there was to know about the law and the customs of the Pharisees. He said, if there was ever a Pharisee, he said, I was one. He said, I knew everything they had to know, everything they needed to know. He said, I had it. Amen. Even to the point of persecuting the church. Amen. But the Bible says he went up there and he sat up there for a little while. And the Bible said God spoke to old Ananias. You know the story. And old Ananias said, hey, I want you to go up there to a certain disciple at Damascus. Verse 10, Ananias, he said to him, said, Lord, in a vision, said, Ananias, he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, now like he is, which is called straight. Amen. Said, I done sent old Saul up there to straight street. You know, that's where God will send us to straighten us out. Amen. God ever gets you, praise God, on straight street, you'll begin to get you some help. He said, that path that leads to righteousness, praise God, it's straight street. Amen. That's where God deals with your heart. That's where God helps you and brings you along. Straight street. And old Ananias, he said, go into the street, which is called straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. Amen. So you see, old Saul of Tarsus, he went from persecuting to praying. Amen. You see, they something got a hold of him on that road to Damascus. Something began to change him. Amen. And he said, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Now like old Ananias, he's like me and you. And Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard that by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. He said, I've heard about this man now called Saul Tarsus. He's a wicked man. He's done a lot of evil down at the house of God down at Jerusalem. Amen. He's persecuted the same. And said, here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. Amen. And the Lord said unto him, now listen to what the Lord says, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Amen. He said, you go and tell him, praise God. You go up there and you tell old Saul of Tarsus. He said, you show him I've got a great work for him. He's going to be a mighty vessel. And show him the things that he's got to suffer for my name's sake. Now, if you can just imagine old Saul, he's sitting there in a blind fog. Can't see. For 3 days, 3 nights, he ain't eaten by it. Ain't done nothing. Just sat there. Just meditating on the thing God done for him on the road to Damascus. That bright shining light, praise God, that smote his heart, amen. That got his attention, praise God, when nothing else could. Amen. And the Bible says Ananias went his way and entered to the house and putting his hands on him and said, Brother Saul, amen, I like it. Old Ananias, he wanted to make sure that Saul knew who he was. He said, I'm not here to do you no harm. He said, I'm one of your brothers. Amen. He said, Brother Saul, he said, the Lord, even Jesus, ain't you like it? I like the way Holy Ghost God never gives no room for error. Amen. He said, the Lord, even Jesus. Now, he knew something about Jesus. He just met him on the road. Amen. I want to say, praise God, you ever meet Jesus on this road alive, praise God, you'll recognize who he is. Amen. It'll be a name and a person, praise God, that you'll never forget. He'll be etched into your mind and he'll be molded into your heart. How do you know? Because he takes that old heart of stone out and he puts in a heart of flesh. Amen. That's what God does. And see, he changes us from the inside. What we're trying to do today, we're trying to polish him on the outside. And the inside's wicked. The inside's still rotten. What we need to do, we need to get that change on the inside. We need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, allow him to come into our heart and mold us from the inside out. Amen. Get rid of that old wickedness, rottenness in us. And he said that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest. Now listen to what he does, what Jesus does. See, Paul was blind. Amen. You know, most of us, praise God, we were blind in our sin sickness. Amen. We couldn't see. The old devil had us to see. He wouldn't let us see exactly where we was at. If it's up to him, he'd leave us blind in our sin sickness and never let us see the truth. He'd never let us see the light of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the old devil is trying to do in the world today. He'd like nothing better to take our little old children and put them in darkness and keep them from the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to tell you, praise God, as long as there's breath in our lungs, praise the Lord, we ought to be praising His name from the housetop. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw them little old youngins unto me. Amen. Praise God. I think that means, Brother, He's got a place for us. Amen. Brother Andrew, I believe that means He's got a place, praise God, where He can put our children, where He can keep them safe. Amen. Where He can protect us in the time of trouble. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe God's got this thing fixed up. He's got a plan and a purpose for us. And praise God, He's just waiting on us to be a part of that plan. Amen. Bless His name. He said that He sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight. First thing we got to do is realize that we're blind by this old world. We're blind by sin sickness. He said, and once we realize, praise God, that when the light's turned on, we begin to see the Lord Jesus Christ, the S-O-N. Amen. By the way, praise God, you'll recognize Him because He's the one that's going to be a light in that city one day. Amen. Hey, praise God, one of these days we get over on the only side. The only light there's going to need to be is the precious Lamb of God. I want to say, praise God, where He is, there is no night. You can forget about night. You can forget about dark. You say, well, preacher, I'm scared of the dark. You won't have to worry about it over there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I ain't been afraid of the dark since I got saved. Used to, I was scared to death of the dark. Amen. I thought the booger man would get me. But I got to realizing the biggest booger man in the dark was me. Amen. Amen. But I told the church, I said, I still don't put one of these big spotlights on, leave it on for them. If they ain't going to plunder around my house, they're going to do it in the dark. I know where my stuff is, and they don't need to know. Amen. They're going to come see me. They need to come see me in the daylight. Amen. Well, I can see them. They can see me. Praise the Lord. But He said, hey, first thing you need to do is receive your sight. And said, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The first thing we need to do is realize, praise God, that we need to be able to see clearly. We need to realize who a Savior is, praise God. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that came from God the Father, that was born in a manger, lived and rose and died for the sins of the world. Amen. That we might see Him and uplift Him, praise God, as the good God of glory tonight. Amen. So He said, first thing we got to do is see Him. Got to receive our sight. Got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And He said, when we begin to receive Him, we begin to receive that marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the world would like to keep us in darkness. The world don't like the light. They don't like the light of the gospel. They don't like the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't even like His name. Amen. He wants to keep us in darkness. But when the Lord Jesus Christ begins to illuminate our hearts and illuminate our minds, amen, begins to fill our soul, our heart, praise God, with the love of God, praise the Lord, then those blinders, they begin to fall off. All those old enemies you used to have, praise God, they start looking a little better. Amen. You start getting all the can't help it, and you want to pray for them and lift them up and encourage them along. Realizing, praise God, the reason they are the way they are, praise God, because they don't know what you know. Or they don't know the one that you know. Amen. And God starts turning on the lights, and immediately there fell from His eyes had been scales. And he received sight forthwith and arose. Now listen to this. And was baptized. Amen. Soon as his eyes was open, he realized, praise God, that he standing in need of a Savior. And he recognized who that Savior was. And he said, oh Lord, forgive me. He said, Lord, what do I need to do? Amen. I would today that we could come to a place in our life that we could say, Lord, what do I need to do? Oh, it's easy for us today. We look down there, a big old long ecclesiastical note, and say, well, Lord, what does Brother Rex need to do? Huh? Lord, what does Brother Scott need? What do you have him to do? Amen? But when we begin to look at ourselves and we begin to say, Lord, like that old publican thump on his chest and say, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. I didn't even look up his eyes to heaven and he felt worthy to look upon God. He said, oh Lord, forgive me, an old sinner. Yes. Amen. You know what happens? The light's on, praise God. You're illuminated and God begins to light up your life. Begins to move on your heart, praise God. Begins to show you the things of God. There's a great big magnifying glass of His Word, praise God, that you can take it and become part of it. Amen. And it becomes part of you. Amen. It becomes part of who you are. Well, that's my heart today. Praise God. I want this book to fit my life. Amen. And I want my life to fit this book. Amen. I'm not going to change this book to fit me. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to modify it to fit me in the way that I live. I want this book to, praise God, to change me to fit it. Amen. So that I can be pleasing to the Lord. That's what Saul of Tarsus, that's what God was working on him here. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God, he began to see. The Holy Ghost of God moved in and he began to, the scales was removed. He began to see clearly for the first time in his life. Had all this knowledge. Amen. Amen. Had all this knowledge, but never come into the knowledge of the truth. We're living in a world that's running to and fro seeking knowledge. Seeking knowledge, but never come into the knowledge of the truth. Amen. I think knowledge is a wonderful thing. Amen. Knowledge is a great thing. It's something that's to be desired. But praise God, when it supersedes the knowledge of God, we've done missed the path. Amen. We need the knowledge of God. We need the Word of God, praise God, planted in our lives. We might not sin against God. But said he, after that, he received his sight and rose and was baptized. Amen. He's yielding and identifying with the Lord Jesus Christ. See, that's what happened to Saul of Tarsus. That's his story of what happened. Amen. So the Bible tells us here in Acts chapter 8, the eunuch asked Paul, he says, "What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Amen. The first thing that'll hinder us from being baptized, the first thing that'll hinder us from following Christ is unbelief. Right. Amen. Tonight we've got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We've got to believe in His person, praise God, in His presence and the greatness of His name and the office that He holds, praise God, is that great high priest, that King of kings and Lord of lords, praise God. Amen. He is God Almighty tonight. Amen. Amen. When we begin to believe that, we accept that, praise God, irrequivocally, saying, you know what? God Almighty is King of kings. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is His name. Amen. In the beginning, God. Amen. The Bible says, in the beginning, God. Amen. I believe it, brother, and I believe it all the way to the very end, Revelation 22. Praise God. I believe it. Amen. But the only thing that'll keep us, that thing that'll hinder us from being baptized, from following the Lord Jesus Christ, is unbelief. You know what causes our unbelief? Is pride. Most of the time what keeps us from believing on Lord Jesus Christ is that pride that arises up. Saul of Tarsus said, I'm a great man. I've got a great name. I'm of the tribe of Benjamin. I come bearing records. I come bearing letters that said I can do what I need to do. But it was all about I. Bible says that I cometh before fall. Pride cometh before fall. Amen. When that pride begins to come up, it gets us in a state of unbelief. Amen. We got to put aside that pride. Amen. So we can be followers of Lord Jesus Christ. So we can realize it's not about me, but it's about what He did for me. It's about that man called Jesus Christ that went to the cross of Calvary and was beaten with those cat of nine tails. He beat more than any man. Beat beyond recognition. Every time they'd hit him with that cat of nine tails with them bones and glass and things in it, and they'd jerk that thing back, they'd bring back nine streaks of flesh off of my Savior. Amen. He took every bit of that for me and you. They'd take that thing and they'd cut him, and they'd rip his flesh, and they'd cut him. And the Bible said he opened not his mouth. He took it. Amen. Could have called down 10 legions of angels. Amen, but praise God, He took that thing. He held on to that thing. You know what, when He was hanging on there, praise God, and they was beating Him, He wasn't holding on to no worldly something. He was holding on to God the Father, and He was saying, not my will, but thine be done. Not my will, but thine be done. And that old Andrew one day, praise be God, could be saved, glory be to God. Not my will, but thine be done. And the Sony Ford Baptist Church could exist, praise God, could magnify my name and lift me up in that community. Amen. He was hanging on to the Father. Praise the Lord. Sometimes that's what we got to do. We got to get past pride. We got to get past our unbelief. Praise God. And say, praise the Lord. We're putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I wonder how many times we have a need and we don't know where to go. Boy, I appreciate talking about little Ian, our 6 years old. And he come, he said, Nana, he said, need to get better. He said, we need to pray. Amen. We need to talk to Jesus about this thing. Amen. From the mouth of babes come perfect truth. Amen, praise God. They know for who Redeemer is. They know where they can get help. Amen, but in order to get there, praise God, we got to get past unbelief. It'll hinder us from being baptized. It'll hinder us from following Jesus Christ. And we get through that when we get away from our pride. When we put pride behind and say, you know what? It's not about me, but it's about what He done for me. Amen. Not what about He done for me, but what He about done for Brother Bill. And not what He done for Brother Bill, but what He done for Brother Jesse. And these others, praise God, these men and women here in the sanctuary, praise God. It's what God done for them that makes them special. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing me to be a little part of it. Amen. Getting in on the ground floor of something as big as this. Bless His holy name. Amen. You say, well, why can't we do it, preacher? Why don't we just come in out of our unbelief? Why can't we just get past our pride because of our selfishness, because of our self-will? Amen. Selfishness is a terrible thing. We live in a world and society that's just all about me. It's about me and what makes me feel good. It's about what I want to do. It's about what's best for me. Amen. And praise God, I'm telling you, we come to a time and a point and a crossroads in our life. We need to realize, praise God, it's not about me and you, but it's about a Savior from glory that come to save old sinners from a devil's hell. Amen. And lift us up out of our misery, praise God. Put our feet upon a solid rock of His righteousness so we can plow on for God. Amen. It's not about me, not about my selfishness, my selfish ways. But praise God, it's about my brothers and sisters in Christ and my Lord Jesus, my Savior, that makes a difference. Amen. I know people look at me, they think I'm crazy. I tell them all the time, this is my favorite place. Amen. This is my favorite people. This is my family. Amen. Not only because I spend more time with you than I do my real family. But praise God, this is where I want to be. This is where my heart is. Amen. Amen. Hey, you know, praise God, if I can be here, if the devil ain't got me beat down somewhere, this old flesh let me down, I'll be in the house of God somewhere. Amen. Why? Because it's not about me, praise God, but about what He's put in me, glory be God. And I want to get somewhere where I can share that, where I can tell that, where I can magnify His blessed name as the God of glory. Amen. How do we get in a place of where we can follow Lord Jesus Christ, we get these things out of our life. Amen. And we get to a place where we say, you know, say, well, preacher, you know, I'd do all these things. I'd get past this stuff if the Lord helped me. It's unbelief and it's pride and selfishness. But He said, but you know what? You know, preacher, what would people think if I just sold out for God? What would people think if I started trying to live right? What would people think if I got rid of this junk that's in my home that's destroying my life and destroying my family? What if I set some rules down at my house and begin to live, try to live right according to God's precious word? Why would people think? I tell you what people think. They think, praise God, something got a hold of you that Ajax wouldn't wash off. They think something got a hold of you that made you love God enough. Amen. The most important thing is what God thought. Amen. Not what about people think. It don't matter what people think, praise God. It's about what God thinks tonight and what God says. Amen. I told our folks a while back. We had a meeting over there, and they was talking about, well, this is what I think, and that's what I think. And they went around two or three times there, and I just sat there. I'm a pretty good listener most time. I took the hint when old James said, you know, we've got two ears and one mouth. So I take that as I probably need to listen twice as much as I speak. And you know what? I figured out that keeps me out of a lot of mischief. Keeps me out of a lot of trouble. Because I figured out, and I'm 50, going on 52 years old, and I figured out people don't know how ignorant you are until you open your mouth. Amen. And when you do that, then you take away all doubt. Amen. But as long as you keep your mouth shut. But I was sitting around there, and I began to think, and they would be thinking, well, I think this, and I allow this, and you know what? And they come around here, and I finally said, you know what? It don't really matter what you think. And boy, you know, I got some big old eyeballs. They looked at me like a Caiaphas looking at a new gate. And I said, you know what? It don't matter what you think, and it don't really matter what I think. But I said, the most important thing is what God says. Amen. Amen. That is our rule and authority. You know what's wrong with America today? Praise God. Why we can't follow Christ is because we don't realize that God is our authority. Amen. Amen. He's our absolute authority for our lives, the direction He has us to go. So I said, it don't matter what you think or what I think, but I said, it matters what God says. And you know, I can open my book. open the Bible. I can tell you what God says. I can give you my opinion all day long. But that's all that it is. Amen? I know everybody, amen, they're like noses. Everybody's got an opinion. Amen? Some of us like ears. Some of us got more than one. Amen? We got our opinion, but praise God. It don't matter what we think, but it matters what God says. It matters what God says. So the Bible says here, said God gives us a question. And the eunuch, and the eunuch he asked Philip this question. He says, see, here is what an opinion. Now the Bible said that Philip had done preached him the gospel. He done give him the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, that he came to die for old sinners without saying a word. Amen. The eunuch asked me, he said, well, who does the prophet speak of? Is it of himself or some other man? And Philip, the Bible said, he said in there, praise God, preach to him Jesus. Amen. He said, preach to him the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and his resurrection. He said, let me tell you about this man, Jesus. Praise God, he died, but he got up. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad I'm serving a risen Savior tonight. He's alive! He's alive! He's alive forevermore. How do you know He's alive? Because He's alive in my heart. Amen. And there's no man can take that away from me. They may lock me up, praise God, for preaching one day, Brother Rex. They may put me in the deepest, darkest hole that this country's got. But praise God, there's one thing. They may deprive me of food. They may deprive me of water. They may deprive me of life. But praise God, they cannot deprive me of my Savior. How do you know? Because He said He'd go with me all the way to the end of the way. Amen. He'd be there with me nowhere where I go. David said, if I make my bed in hell, he said, there he'll be. Amen. Praise God, you make your bed in hell, Jesus is there. Guess what? Ain't going to be a whole lot of demons saved by the end of the day. Amen. Glory be to God. There'll be some that's down that'll get up. Amen. Glory to God. But as eunuch asked him, he preached to him Jesus. They come to a body of water, and the eunuch said, verse 36, said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? I want to ask you the question, what doth hinder you from being baptized? Amen. You that are here tonight that's going to be baptized in just a little while, why to keep you from following Christ? Why to keep you? What about unbelief? He said, preacher, unbelief won't do it because I love the Lord. Amen. What about pride? Amen. Got pride in your life? It'll keep you from being able to follow Him in the right manner. Amen. What about selfishness and self-will? Amen. Hey, is everything about you? If everything's about you tonight, praise God, you can't serve the Lord. Amen. He come, humbled himself and became a servant to mankind. Amen. What about you tonight? You say, well, preacher, I'd really like to serve the Lord. I'd really like to follow Christ. But what would people think? Praise God, I would hope they would think that you're a child of God, been born again, praise God, on your way to glory. Amen. With a smile on your face that Mr. Clean can't scrub off. Amen. Praise God, looking for glory every day. Amen. Excited about where you're going. So this fellow says, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Now Philip had been through this before. He'd dealt with people before. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. He said, what hinder you? What to keep you from being baptized? What to keep you from being a follower of Christ? Unbelief. Unbelief will keep you from following Christ. Amen. All these things that we mentioned will keep you from being followers of Christ. He'll hinder you from being hinder you from being baptized, from being a follower of Christ. He said, if thou believest all thine heart, thou mayest. I want to ask you tonight, do you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen. Amen. Praise God that He came and that He died for old sinners. Amen. Amen. According to the Scriptures. I like that because that means because God said it. Amen. Amen. According to the Scriptures. And that on the third day, He got up victorious over death and the grave according, because God said so. According to Scripture, because God said so. Amen. See, I told you in the beginning, in the very beginning where it says, in the beginning God, I wrote right there in my Bible, Brother Charles, I believe. And I believe it from there all the way to the other end. Amen. And when He said Jesus died for an old sinner like me and He got up on that third day, praise God, I said, Lord, I believe. Amen. Lord, I believe. Praise God. I'm counting on on it. I'm banking on it, praise God. My hope is in... What's hope? That's faith with expectation. Amen. My hope, my expectation is in the Lord. He said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. He said, and answered he, the Ethiopian, he said this, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. Amen. Let me ask you a question now. You believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Amen. Not only is He the Son of God, but He's God the Son. Amen. Amen. And the Bible said in verse 38, it said, He commanded a chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and He baptized him. Amen. So they stepped out of that chariot. He said, if thou believest with all your heart, thou can be baptized. Amen. He said, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. He said, I believe it with all my heart. Amen. Amen. See, the Bible said this eunuch, he went up to Jerusalem to worship. But he come out with the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God began to deal with his heart, praise God. The man of God began to preach him the Word, and the old eunuch got saved. He got saved. Amen. He accepted that Lord Jesus. He accepted that Savior that old Isaiah was talking about. And he became his Lord and Savior. And he said, praise God. He said, now I need to be baptized. Amen. Where did that come from? Amen. That come from God. God said, you know what? You need to follow up in believer's baptism. Amen. That you die out to self, and you die out to sin, and you die out this old world, and raised in that newness of life to follow the Lord Jesus Christ in believer's baptism.